Good evening, jazz lovers. This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Satterlee. I'd like to welcome you back to another 2 hours of fine modern mainstream jazz. Of course, we're here every Sunday night on 89.1 FM for 2 hours, so we hope you'll stick around. We think we've got a pretty nice program ahead of us tonight. I'm going to devote my portion of the show tonight to that great tenor sax man who came out of Chicago, Gene Ammons. Gene Ammons was born about 1925, and by 1945, he was only about 20 years old. He was invited to join the Billy Eckstine Big Band, and he was with that big band for a while, but he preferred to work in his own small combos, and eventually he did a lot of work on the great independent jazz label, the Prestige label. And so I'm going to play mostly items that Gene Ammons cut on a Prestige label over the years, primarily probably from the late 50s to mid 60s into maybe the 70s. I'm going to kick off our Gene Ammons salute with an album that he cut with Jack McDuff on organ and Joe Newman on trumpet. He also added that he liked to use conga with his on some of his groups. So Ray Barretto's here on conga. This is on a Prestige label, cut November 28th of 61. And it's called Twistin' the Jug.
Thank you.
was our man from Chicago. I think he came, out of Chicago from DuSable High School. Probably one of Captain Walter Dyett's best students. And it was a little item written by Gene Evans called Twist and a Jug, and that fine organ work behind Gene was by Jack McDuff, and the former trumpet player from the Count Basie band, Joe Newman, was there on trumpet.
I want to kick off my portion tonight with guitarist Herb Ellis from a CD entitled Herb Ellis / Ray Brown Sextet. And Herb really was an ex-swing band player, but then he took over for Barney Kessel in the Oscar Peterson Trio, and then he had a great career as a sideman, notably with Ella Fitzgerald. So it features Herb on guitar, Ray Brown bass, Harry Sweets Edison trumpet, Jake Hanna drums, Plas Johnson trombone, and Mel Voyne keyboards, doing a tune entitled Blues for Minnie. Thank you. is Herb Ellis with the Ray Brown Sextet doing a tune entitled Blues for Minnie.
Proceed with a salute to Chicago's own tenor sax man, Gene Ammons. And as I stated, he cut many, many of his albums in the middle of his career on the Prestige label, which is a great independent label out of the East Coast. Chicago was always kind of his home base, and he always did a lot of work on the south side of Chicago. And one place where I spent a few distant days in my young youth was McKee's Disc Jockey Lounge at 63rd and Cottage Grove. And Gene used to work there all the time with his favorite local organ player was Eddie Buster. So this is live from McKee's Disc Jockey Lounge. August of 1961, I might have been there. Maybe my hands, you can hear my hands somewhere in this CD, I wouldn't swear to it. Anyway, he's going to do Charlie Parker's Scrapple from the Apple.
Thank you.
That applause you hear, of course, was the patrons at McKee's Disc Jockey Lounge, 63rd and Cottage Grove in Chicago, circa 1961. That was Gene Mammons on tenor sax live, backed up by Eddie Buster on organ, doing a Charlie Parker composition, Scrapple from the Apple.
I'm going to play some blues for a lot of my selections tonight. This one features Ike Quebec on both tenor sax and piano, Grant Green and guitar, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones drums. From a Blue Note album, Blue and Sentimental, Ike Quebec, doing a tune entitled Blues for Charlie.
Thank you.
Quebec doing blues for Charlie, which is for Charlie Christian.
I'm going to turn now to a standard that a lot of jazz musicians dip into from time to time. Goes way back to probably the 30s by a great songwriting team of Ruby and Kalmar. And this is Three Little Words. And the Jug Gene did a lot of blues and did a lot of standards. And so you'll hear a lot of both here tonight in our salute to Gene. Gene is backed up on this particular track by a lady I'm not that familiar with, but he used her on several dates. Patty Brown on piano, one of your familiar Brown bass players, George DeVivier on bass, and Ed Shaughnessy on drums. This is Three Little Words. Thank you. course, was one of Chicago's finest on tenor sax, Gene Emmons, doing an old standard by Ruby and Kalmar called Three Little Words, and surprisingly, some very nice, tasteful piano work by some lady named Patty Brown.
I had to go in the archives to get something from Biograph Records featuring Paul Cornichet, plus the Gene Roland Septet. The name of the CD is A Kid from Denver. Paul plays tenor sax, and I'm not going to introduce the band. The tune they're going to play is Pennies from Heaven. Thank you. Paul Cornishay doing a tune entitled Pennies from Heaven.
Well, down through the years, Gene Ammons often teamed up with great tenor sax and alto sax man Sonny Stitt. In fact, they toured together around the United States in various jazz venues, I think, for 2 or 3 years. And they would occasionally get back together in a recording studio. I'm going to do something from a Gene Ammons album on the Prestige label called Soul Stomach, and he adds his soul buddy Sonny Stitt on sax. We got Jack McDuff back on organ, and Charlie Persip now surfaces on drums, one of my favorite drummers, and this is a little Stitt composition called Dumplin'. was a little blues written by Sonny Stitt called Dumplin' from a prestige album that Gene Ammons cut with Sonny Stitt back in February of 1962. And we heard our man Jack McDuff again on organ and Charlie Persip on drums.
I'm going to play something from Duke Ellington and from a CD on Impulse entitled Duke Ellington Meets Coleman Hawkins. So we get another great tenor sax player that features Ray Nance on cornet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Johnny Hodges alto, Harry Carey on Carney, I mean, not Harry Carey, poor Harry, was on baritone, Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Duke Ellington piano, Aaron Bell bass, and Sam Woodyard on drums, doing a tune entitled You Dirty Dog.
Thank you.
was Duke Ellington playing a tune, You Dirty Dogs.
Here you go. I'm going to return to the ballad style of tenor man Gene Ammons from his prestige album, Gentle Jug. This is Willow Weep for Me, a 1932 composition written by Ann Runnell, which she dedicated to George Gershwin, and that is the only pop tune that she ever wrote of any significance. Let's listen to Gene Ammons backed up by Richard Wyans on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, J.C. Hurd on drums doing Willow Weep for Me. Well, if you tenor man could caress a ballad like Gene Ammons, and that was just a great version, that old standard by Jug called Willow Weep for Me.
Well, we kind of hope you enjoyed the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to play one more tune, and then we have a short break, and we'll be right back for the second hour. So I'm going to finish out the first hour from a guitar player by the name of Howard Roberts from a CD, Howard Roberts Plays Guitar, doing a tune entitled Polka Dots and Moonbeams.